I don't know about you, but when I catch myself thinking, or even worse, saying, that things aren't as they used to be, it sort of makes me think I'm getting on a bit. But I do think that when we reflect back on how we mark Christmas, that things have changed, that things are very different in how Christmas is celebrated. Not just within the church, but also within society as a whole. And I suppose part of it is that the Christmas does seem to have lost some of its magic. I mean, I look back and I can remember things like the shops not being open for at least a week and having money in my pocket that had been given to me for Christmas and it was burning a hole because I wanted to go and spend it. I can even remind myself now that I walked and walked and walked looking for a record shop that was open because there was a record I wanted to buy because somebody had given me a record voucher. And would you believe that the record I wanted to buy was the album of Mary Poppins? That gives you an idea of how long ago it was. And you know, today, as soon as Christmas Day is over, the world seems to move on. And I think part of that is that the build-up to celebrating Christmas has become so long and drawn out that by the time Christmas Day comes, a lot of people are just glad it's all over. I mean, people even posting on Facebook that there's only 358 days to go to Christmas. One passes, we start looking forward to the next one. And even the church has fallen into it, really. I think part of the problem is that we do all the celebrating before the actual day, rather than once it occurs, we then celebrate. Even thinking about the 12 days of Christmas. And there's a real danger that when we move on the day after Christmas Day, or within the next day or two, that we start to forget what it is that we've just celebrated. What is Christmas all about? If it's simply for us as Christians that we remember the birth of Jesus over 2,000 years ago, and that in our minds we're thinking of Jesus as the baby, then I think we've missed the point as to why we celebrate his birth at all. We celebrate his birth to remember and to recall the time when God became incarnate. That God became one of us, just like you and me. And I suppose I'd better throw in that he was without sin. I wouldn't want to get accused of heresy, you know. And as we celebrate his birthday today, think about what happens when you celebrate your birthday. Do you think back to the time when you were born as a little baby? I would suggest that most of us, when we celebrate our birthdays, probably think of the last year that we've just had. And we look forward to another year. And I suppose today being New Year's Eve, we reflect on the year gone by and we look forward to another year. And so Christmas reminds us not of Jesus as the baby. It reminds us he was born as a child in Bethlehem. But it should also remind us that that same Jesus, born in Bethlehem, is still with us today. and the challenge and invitation to each one of us who follow Jesus is to do just what Jesus did, and that is to make God incarnate in our world today. For many people, they will not experience the closeness of God in any form of spiritual sense. Well, I won't anyway. But how do I experience God in my life, the presence of God in my life? I experience the presence of God in my life through my encounter with others. When people show me care, when people show me love, when people are thoughtful, when people are supportive, when people are encouraging. To me, that is God incarnate. And in the lead up to Christmas, we were bowled over yet again at work by people's generosity and people wanting to help and support people who found themselves homeless. We have a room that's about the size of the Nellie Raven room. It was full. We couldn't move. And all over this last week, I'm supposed to be off work, but I've been reading my emails. I usually do. Loads and loads of people. When do you open again? When do you open again? I've loads of things I want to bring into you. And for me, that is experiencing Jesus in our world today. And so the invitation to each one of us is not to forget that we've just celebrated Christmas, but to make Christmas a reality for the rest of the year. That same generosity, that same love, that same compassion, that same understanding that so many people display at Christmas time is something that we are invited and challenged to display for the whole of the year. Because in that way, that same Jesus, born in Bethlehem, is born anew in our world today. And that's a challenge. And we can either accept that challenge, or, as a lot of people do, Christmas is over, let's move on, and let's wait for the next one to come along. Amen.